So it turns out the hashtag Zuma must fall has been trending for 2 years, and that not even Oscar Pistorius, Brexit, and celebrities like Bonang Matheba have been able to push the hashtag off its spot on social media. For 2.5 years, the hashtag and related references such as the hashtag Zuma must go, hashtag Zumagate, hashtag Zuma step down, and hashtag Hamba Baba, and several others have been trending. Media monitoring company Roy Africa, Tanya Khoiri joins me on the line. Good afternoon to you, Tanya. So, this hashtag was created when the country went into protest mode. And I remember it was during the time when there was a series of allegations against the president. When did it reach its peak?
Definitely. Good morning. Good afternoon to you, Clement. It definitely reached its peak with the axing of Nhlanhla Nene. That's when the Zuma Must Fall hashtag took over the charts completely. And it hasn't left ever since. We see it morph. Certainly, it remains in the top 10 and has done so for a good two and a half years. But during that time, specifically when Pravin Gordhan was axed, that hashtag just took over the charts, covering a good 60-70% of our social media top 10. And even today, as I check the charts today, 20% of our social media top 10 belongs to that hashtag. So that's 1 in 5 of every top story. It's remarkable.
Wow. So you have the big Oscar Pistorius trial that was followed across the globe, possibly one of the biggest stories. And you've had the president's recent motion of no confidence that was via a secret ballot. And are you telling me that the social media activity was greater during the motion of no confidence than during the Oscar trial?
The Oscar trial is very unique in that it also stayed for a very long time and it engaged the entire world. But from a South African perspective, absolutely it beats the Oscar trial. I've never seen anything quite like it. There was a one stage, specifically when Gordhan was axed, where Zuma started trending internationally. And at that stage, he actually beat Brexit on the international top 10. Wow. And that's something.
That's interesting, especially because we've also had some issues that have trended for some time. I mean, thinking to Duduzi Manana, the Grace Mugabe, Cyril Ramaphosa recently as well. But does this have anything to do with the EFF, Tanya? I mean, to be honest, since their presence in parliament, people have been taking interest in the activities of the National Assembly. And of course, that increased the focus on the president himself.
You are so right. When the EFF is in parliament, it's the social media platforms get painted red. The EFF certainly know how to manage their social media. But more importantly, the social media consumers really react when the EFF does something. But today alone, we have the Zuma Q&A coming in at 11.4%. And yesterday we saw the Concord story break into the charts, 4.5%. So if you put those three stories together, Clement, you've got a good 40% of our social media conversation all on the president and how to get rid of him. And I find it strange in that I often see that social media has ADHD. We really have an attention deficit problem. You know, Grace Mugabe was on the charts by a whopping 33% last week, and today she's sitting at 4.4%. So as fast as we consume these stories, we discard them. That's how we are. That is the social media behavior in this country. But Zuma Must Fall, it will not let go. It's been top of the charts and remains top of the charts still today as the largest.